adoption process was done.
Chopper, would you keep up?
I'm talking about you.
Me?
And Michelle.
Me and Isis?
No, that would be weird.
No, it would, because it would be incest.
Weird. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That will be weird. I cannot marry your son if you guys adopt me.
Right.
Don't do that.
So why'd you ask me? This is why we should be recording at all times. You know?
Well, that's illegal. Is that illegal in the United States?
No.
Not in Arkansas.
It's not?
Oh, wait. Yeah. Incest? No, it's not illegal. It's...
Oh, incest? I thought you meant recording.
No,
yes, incest is illegal everywhere besides Salt Lake City.
Yeah. So, what city?
Salt Lake City.
What is that?
That's where the Mormons live. We don't like to talk about them. They believe in lizard kings.
I want to be a
kid. Okay, so I'm supposed to be looking at my list.
We're not doing
as topics.
No, it's happening right now. I don't want to talk about
things.
First off, Monica. Now, hey, for everyone, dude.
Wait, you can't make distracting noises.
Oh yeah, that one kid did that a lot. And it was the worst. Anyway,
we're not rehashing that.
All right. Here's the point. All right, so
this is why we don't have guests.
I want to get to a thing.
Oh,
Michelle,
get there.
First, I'd like to thank your bees for all their
honey,
for all their hard work.
All their hard work. Why?
Yeah.
Did I observed no mo may?
Good job. Good job, Trevor.
In support of the bees.
Yes.
I don't know if that's a sponsor. I'm trying to get through a sponsor.
We don't have any sponsors except for beautiful, beautiful,
there you go,
wonderful sanctuary of Beaver Lake Lodge.
Right, and
sanctuary.
Free the cheese. Free the cheese.
Free the cheese.
The t-shirt's coming later.
But we changed the format, and this goes at the end.
Since I'm a guest, I'm bringing a... What do you call it?
I don't know. What?
Introduce.
So we have a special guest this evening.
We never have guests.
Yeah, we kind of abandoned the guests, so this is our...
We made
our
a rule against guests.
Yeah, so this is our test episode with a new guest, and it is my heartfelt adopted daughter, Monica.
It's Monica. Yeah.
Salvadorian, Hispanic. I apologize for my accent.
The American,
the Central American Salvadorian.
Right. And this is what I was hunting for.
Oh.
Oh, we're talking about America?
Of course.
And its problems? Because it has a lot.
No.
It's good up here a little bit. Get closer to the...
No, they can't
hear you. No, Jade is moving.
They can't hear you.
Jade is really moving.
Not about that.
I'm sorry, Jen.
Dog's a dad. Get closer.
Hello.
Yeah, your voice is too soft. You have to get closer. And you have to, speak up.
So,
that's rude.
Here.
We don't have a microphone. We're just using my phone.
Here's what I wanted to ask you, Monica. What was that thing you said about why Americans... Are people that say they're Americans think they're the only Americans?
Why? You're asking me the reason why?
No, I'm asking you what it was you said, because I think you're really on to something there. And when a guy is like, this is America, speak English.
Yeah, no, America is a continent. It's like a freaking French person saying, oh, I'm European. Frick you, Italian guy. He's from Europe, too. I mean, same continent. You cannot tell me that I'm not American just because I'm from another country. I'm actually American from Central America.
So yes.
You're wrong, and I'm right.
Absolutely.
All right,
that is correct.
So what do you think... What do you think these guys in the United States should start saying? Should they say, I'm a United States citizen, blah, 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 this stuff, instead of, I'm an American?
You could say, I'm from the U.S. know? We have a word in Spanish. Everybody else calls you guys something else. But no, you guys are like, oh, we're Americans. No, you're not. You're from the United States.
What do they call us then?
Estadounidenses. Nearly USA citizen. So,
same
thing.
Oh.
Like, you don't call me Central American. You call me Salvadorian. You don't call Guatemalans Central American. Or Brazilian South American. You call them...
I mean, but...
Brazilians.
Yeah, but the rest of the world knows that people from the United States of America tend to be arrogant.
Oh, and then you're saying, we're America.
Right.
There's no South, Central,
North. I'm just
north,
saying that they...
North. No,
yes, there are.
Or Canadian.
Yeah. Most Americans... Most United States of Americans don't know that other countries are called, like, Central America. They don't know it. Or they don't want to acknowledge it.
Right. So that's a failure in our educational system.
Well,
I think
maybe we should focus on that more than white guilt. But anyway, so I want to ask you this, Monica, while I got you here. I'm really glad that you joined this episode. Thank you. You told the folks that you're from Salvador, right?
Supposedly. I look Asian, though.
Supposedly? Wow, it's from parts unknown. We don't really actually know where Monica is, maybe.
I'm going to take a DNA test one day.
All right.
You go for it.
Now, so, when...
When
you encounter someone that says, this is America. Has this ever happened to you?
Multiple times.
This is America. We speak English. That has happened?
Yes.
What's been your response to that?
Well, she usually, I think, says, I'm trying.
But sometimes people get so dumb as to say, this is America, speak American.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
They don't even say English. They say, speak American. This is America, speak American.
That's a good response. Bless your heart.
Bless your heart. She's drinking some stuff.
That's an excellent response.
You want me to speak American? Bless your heart. Bless your heart. From the South.
So how do you deal with that?
Howdy.
No, how? Heidi. Yeah,
howdy.
Howdy. Oh.
How do I answer that?
Yeah. How do you respond
to
that?
I used to say, I just got here and I'm learning. At least I know two languages, and we don't. But now I say America doesn't have an official language, so why don't you learn Spanish?
Oh, that's good.
Now, did you know that Benjamin Franklin actually suggested that there's actually a fight about it. They actually wanted the American language to be German.
The language of the United States of America to be German?
Yeah. And they also wanted it to not...
Name!
They also didn't want the,
It makes more sense. I mean, English is just a part of, like, a mix of a bunch of other languages together.
Oh, yeah, it is.
And German is one of them. Like, Old English?
Oh, God, I can't even listen to that. But, yeah, and they actually want a different bird for Thanksgiving.
Oh, right.
Actually, we don't know what the other bird would have been.
I thought it was a peacock.
But
that would be so sad, imagining a peacock.
But Benjamin...
Wearing the feathers. It would be colorful, though.
Oh, I'm sorry. We're interrupting Trevor.
But they actually wanted... Benjamin Franklin and these guys wanted the national bird to be the turkey.
That makes sense.
In which case, it was like, because nobody's seen it before. It was like a wonderful, like, amazing, giant, source of meat for everyone in Europe.
Yeah, that makes sense.
But,
Europe or American?
It was way bigger than a chicken. Yeah. But in any case, so, you know why they didn't do that?
Why?
Because he died before it could be.
No, why the national bird wasn't a turkey?
Because they ate them?
Right, so there's like, there's no, it's like, ah.
Do you know why it's a bald eagle, the national
bird? Why is it bald?
Yeah, no, why that bird is the national bird?
Oh, yeah.
Because they couldn't catch it.
Because they?
They couldn't catch it because it would fly away. And the other one doesn't fly.
No, turkeys don't fly.
Turkeys don't fly. They just wow.
No, it was the reason it was a bald eagle.
Because they're so majestic.
No, it, because all the young ones that haven't lost their hair got killed.
That's why we only have old eagles.
Yeah, we only got bald old.
A bald old. Eagles.
All right. So anyway,
it's hard to bless your heart.
Yeah, bless.
In a good way, though.
All right, so. Now, America, I want to get back to what we were talking about.
Okay.
America consists of Canada.
Yes.
The United States.
Yes.
Mexico.
Yes, Belize.
And Panama.
Panama's like all the way at the bottom.
Cuba. It's still America. It's right Jamaica. Off the Florida coast, right? Yes.
Is Cuba...
Yeah, and
I guess,
the
yeah.
Portuguese.
No.
Yeah.
Is it?
They invented the samba. Anyway, all.
Something like when I get the gamba.
Yeah, say yeah, yeah. So am I wrong here?
No.
And then everything south of there, and the uncontrollable insanity of Central and South America.
Yeah.
All the way down to the in Brazil, and the Colombians. Ecuadorians.
What about the Venezuelans?
Honduras. Huh?
Venezuelans. Guatemala.
The Esposarians.
Now you guys are forgetting the most important one.
Which one?
El Salvador.
No, we already talked. We closed the door on that a while ago.
You're closing our doors?
Ah!
With doors, that's why we're not going to go uphill.
See, that was all a setup for a
that's
punchline.
That's why we don't go uphills. We go up the sky.
Yeah, no. Everything for up you oceans. Is up, Bill.
Yeah, it's up ocean.
You're on the bottom of the here. Basketball. Anyway, all right. But, like, what we said, right? All yeah. Americans, right?
All Americans.
Right,
yes.
All Americans.
I am American, and I'm from El Salvador.
Yeah, all right. So
if you don't deport me, I can say I'm American. Is that what they ask? They're like, are you
no.
American? Are you an American citizen? Yes, sir, I am. Central America, but I am American.
All right. So, now, can you...
Probably not.
I'm sure you can. Can you pronounce that name for me? Loudly into that thing.
I am going to pronounce this with my Salvadorian accent.
Yes.
Amerigo Vespucci.
A couple more times.
Amerigo Vespucci. Or Vespucci. Depends how you want to say it.
No, say it's like Sabro, Sabro, Sabro.
Sabro. Amerigo Vespucci.
Alright.
Since Chover says Salvador, I want to announce that one of our sponsors is Televisa Presenta.
Telemundo.
And Televisa.
Football Especial. Sabro, Sabro, Sabro.
So thank you to Telemundo and Televisa.
All right. Now, do you know who this guy is?
Gracias.
No.
Salud.
No, I have no idea.
No, you tell me where it is. You read it into the thing.
You read it.
Good and loud.
Okay. America is named after Amerigo Vespucci, the Italian explorer who set forth the then revolutionary concept that the lands that Christopher Columbus sailed to in 1492 were part of a separate continent. So guess what? Your continent that you are so proud of, your country, it's named after dun dun dun, an Italian,
which is
European. Yeah, Italian is in Europe.
Yeah, right. But Columbus was from where?
Spain.
Yes. So what language did, how'd you say his name?
Amerigo.
What language was he speaking with a name like that? Not with that attitude.
Spanish or Italian?
Spanish or Italian? Right.
Yeah.
I mean, to understand.
But they're related languages.
I'm pretty sure that he knew Spanish. That's probably one of his main languages.
Right.
Yeah. They're what do they call them? The romantic languages?
Yeah, they're romance languages. Yeah.
That's why I'm so romantic.
So that's why I'm like, welcome to America. Hey, I hate you. Speak English. That's not... The place is named after this. Now here's the other really funny thing about this that I'm getting at.
Yeah?
What's his name? Say it again.
Amerigo. See it.
Oh, yeah.
We're having some technical issues. Vespucci. I'm sorry.
Amerigo.
Vespucci. That's how I say it.
So that's not even what we're saying. We're saying we're not saying Amerigo.
America,
which is a bastardization. We're not even saying the name of the place right.
You're not even saying it right. You
freaking
learn the language and then correct me.
Right. We're not even saying it right. And like, hey, I'm America. Speak American.
Speak American. That's the best one.
Well, it's either Italian or Spanish that you would be speaking, but what you say is like, Vespucci is a miracle. Want the quest. Freaking, también.
You're not gonna say,
hey, America, we speak English, you know?
Yeah.
No, England had nothing to do with it.
If you say it like that, that's not even English.
This was a guy that was either from, he was from Italy, but he probably spoke both Italian and French, and the whole place is named after him.
Right.
North, south, east, west, all of it, from the top to the bottom.
I want to ask you something. How do you realize that there was a problem with the Americans? Think that
it's
the whole continent.
Super easy if you look at a map. If you ever look at
do
one.
Do you know anything about geography?
There's North America.
Geology. Yes.
Central America. No, you know how I knew it was a problem? Mm-hmm. Besides looking at a map?
Mm-hmm. Americans.
What?
Estadounidenses.
Right, there you go. Buena Vista, El Cardon.
I'm calling what you are, because everybody else, I think it's funny how everybody else calls you guys, like, from what country you are, and not Americans, because you guys are not just Americans, you're from the U.S.
But they're not Americans in the first place, is what I'm saying. Yeah, I'm not American, first day place. That's what I'm saying. We're all immigrants, right?
Yes.
All,
right. Yeah. Go back to your Mayflower.
Well,
and
most
leave
of
the
you
Native
are.
Americans.
This guy wrecks a boat on the Plymouth Rock, and then invents rap music.
I got my Native ancestry, so
they live.
Yeah, well, you got that going.
Really? I get to stay.
Oh, I get to fight. All right,
here's my point. Here's my point.
Okay, what is your point, Trevor?
My point is. No, my point is, like, if, can you say that again?
Amerigo Vespucci.
Amerigo Vespucci.
That's how I say it.
He was the Italian guy.
Right.
That spoke Spanish and Italian, right?
Uh-huh.
Now, and the whole freaking, I'm almost done here. Hang on! I'm almost where I'm getting at.
Monica.
I know.
All right, and you gotta get with the... Freaking,
he has 80, he has
I'm trying to get to the point. I'm almost done.
What are you saying, Chummer?
Now, let me ask you this.
Okay.
Yeah.
The whole freaking from north to south, from Canada to Chile, is named after the guy, right?
Right.
Uh-huh. Yeah?
Yeah. Yes, Sergeant.
Now, if that... I don't like that. Now, let me ask you a question. Let me ask Monica, Michelle, I'm going to ask you a question right now.
Okay, ask away.
If this guy pulled up on the same old boat he did, and whatever the time was, right after Columbus.
Yeah.
And, you know, way back. 1997. Yeah. Would he be allowed in the country?
No, he's an immigrant.
Ah! Woo! Am I good here? Am I done now?
Yes. You did a great slam dunk. Way to go! Yeah, you can slam the dunk.
Boom!
There you go. All right.
That's a thing.
Yeah.
Slamming the dunk.
Yeah.
All the right. guy.
Good job. The, wow.
The guy the country's named after wouldn't be allowed in the country.
I really.
That's my point.
Can I say?
That's the only point. That's all I've done. That's all I got.
But can I say something?
I don't know what you're saying,
but I don't know if I like it.
The guy
it's named after can't be in the country. You see a problem. All right, explain your point.
Yes, go ahead.
So, I hope that our international listeners resonate that this episode resonates with our international listeners to spread the word that the Brutal Show is much more worldwide than just
American.
hey, if you're going to be in America, speak the language, please.
Speak American, please.
I mean, pick one.
Just speak the language, Michelle.
Speak American, Michelle.
Come on. Italian now, or Spanish, that's it.
Remember. Remember.
Portuguese.
Portuguese.
I don't know. What about Cato?
Cato Kaelin from the OJ trials? Man, we're getting down some rabbit holes.
I don't know why enough for that joke.
No, sweetheart, you're not old enough for that joke.
I'm not old enough for that joke. Probably not white, too.